Hey friends, you're listening to the Get Balanced podcast with me, Dr. Donnie, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. This is about the ebb and flow of balance. I'm talking about when life gets a little crazy, something's going to give. This is episode 134.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, it's great to be back in front of you. Thank you for listening to the Get Balanced podcast. And today I'm talking about the ebb and flow of balance. Now, I've been absent for a couple weeks here on releasing a new podcast, and I want to get into that. And it's all about the ebb and flow of balance, you know. And first, though, let's just a little refresher course here on what is work-life balance, you know. Now, for me and my research and all that I do, work-life balance is simply this. Are you aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? Now, think about that statement. Are you aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? Now, I want to share something with you. Yesterday, my wife and I, Marlene, we were out on the beach and we walked about 6 miles or so, really taking it in and enjoying the scenery and everything like that. You know, as we walked and talked, we couldn't help but notice, though, that the waves coming in, you know, some of them were soft, some of them were hard, and some of them sort of came in crashing, if you know what I'm talking about. And if you think about it, just like the ocean waves on the beach, you know, how they sometimes they gently roll up on the sand all the way to crashing, you know, on the sand or on the rocks. Our work-life balance can ebb and flow just like that, just like the ocean waves. Now, for instance, I haven't created a podcast or this educational podcast, if you will, for about 3 weeks. And you might be saying, hey, what happened there, Dr. Donnie? What's going on? You know, well, the waves of my work-life balance workshops and my personal life, you know, they've been pounding on my own beach here. You know, I want to tell you, you see, 2 weeks ago, my wife and I, we closed on our new home that we had been waiting on for quite some time. And with this, after we closed on the home, 36 hours after that closing, I packed up the car with my youngest daughter and moved her about three hours off to college. And if you think about that, drove 3 hours, moved her in, that took several hours. And then after that, 3 hours after moving her in, I had to head off to the airport and I flew to San Antonio for the International Association of Fire Chiefs, FRI conference there. And then I spent about 4 days there, and then I headed back home. First, I stopped into the college where I dropped my daughter off because I flew in and out of that airport just to catch up to her one more time and to say, hey, it's not goodbye. It's just simply see you later. And then I headed 3-hour drive back to the house and started helping my wife unpack. Now, for all of you that have relocated across the country, there's a lot going on there. And believe me, you know, it's only been 2 weeks now since we've closed, and there's still a lot going on. So you see, my busy and tough couple weeks, if you will, right, of saying goodbye to my daughter, again, see you later, more like it than goodbye, right, coupled with the business trips and followed with a trip before this to Nashville to move my other daughter into a college, right? And then I went from there, went to Las Vegas for work, Utah, 2 trips to Phoenix, all of this in the month of August. Now, don't get me wrong. I love being busy and helping the attendees of my workshops find greater balance with their health, with their well-being. I love helping them build and repair back their family relationships. I love all of that. That's my passion. That's what I believe my purpose is. From God is here on earth, is to help others with their work-life balance, their health, their well-being, family relationships, all of that. Now, I'm not complaining about this work and the work and personal waves that I was describing there. you know, if you think about it, they have been come rolling into my beach, and I'm simply describing and sharing with you something in my life of balance that had to give or get paused. And that's what it was. It was this podcast. I had to just pause it because I simply did not have the time or the equipment to do it when I was on the road. Now, remember, work-life balance for me is aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. And just because I didn't have time or the right equipment to produce and create podcasts, it doesn't mean it was not a priority for me. I don't want you to think that. It is a priority. It simply means there were other priorities that superseded this. And I hope you, I think you get it. I believe you do. Because just as the ocean tides, you know, they rise and fall, I knew my busy August tide would fall and allow more time for me to create more podcasts. So the intent of this educational lesson of this podcast episode is to get you thinking and believing you may find your priorities ebbing and flowing. I mean, it happens, right? And if you do, it's completely okay. Ride the wave, man. Just ride the waves out. Keep your focus on the priorities that are front and center. Now you might be saying, Dr. Donnie, what do you mean about keep your focus on priorities that are front and center? What's this front and center thing you're talking about? What I mean, though, by that is to be mindful of where you are and who you are with. For example, if you're at work, the focus should be on work. If you are with your spouse or children, the focus should be on them. Give them your undivided attention. Focus on them. Be mindful of who and what you are doing. For example, if you're exercising, then give yourself the peace of mind by focusing on your exercise. Allow yourself to be there and make the most of it. Now, remember, you'll experience the waves of competing priorities, okay? And there just won't be enough hours in our 24-hour life cycle to accomplish everything. Don't panic, though, right? The tide will go back out and you'll have time to refocus on something you had postponed or sacrificed. However, I do have a word of caution, though. Just as the National Weather Service gives us early warning signs of an approaching hurricane, be sure to listen to your early warning signs. These early warning signs, they come through various channels. I think you know what I'm talking about. For your health, it could come through weight gain. It could come through a medical. It could come through an annual physical of elevated levels of something. It could be low energy from a lack of sleep. It could be negative thoughts in your mind, your mental health. It could be anxiety. It could be a little bit of depression. Watch out for these early warning signs for health. Same thing, though, in relationships, right? It could seem like a spouse is being a little sad or aloof or just detached from you a little bit. Your children could seem to be more distant. You know, if you haven't been really prioritizing the family, look for those early warning signs. Read and listen to these signs. I would encourage you to do that. And the reason for that is so that you can properly adjust your daily behaviors to support the priorities that need your attention. Right? Therefore, I do have a call of action for you in this podcast. Are there any priorities in your life that you have been that have been taking a pounding by your waves of balance? Right? Do you have any early warning signs out there? What are they? Who is this affecting? How can you shift your priorities? Now, my call to action for you is, what one change could you implement today to help you align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? And then finally, let me ask you, what in the world are you waiting for? Just do a little shift of this priority, knowing that the ebb and flow, knowing that the others are going to be okay, and refocus on what needs your attention, whether that's your work, whether that's your spouse, whether that's your family, whether that's your physical health, whether that's your mental health, your social health, your spiritual health. Have you been distant from God? Have you been missing it? Just do a little refocus And remember, you don't have to climb the mountain all in one leap. Just start taking one step at a time and you're going to be fine, because you're going to start feeling better, that you are starting to align your daily behaviors with these priorities in life. With that said, may God bless you, keep you all safe out there, keep your family safe, and may you be blessed with the strength, the passion to align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. I'm Dr. Donnie. If you like this episode, please go out to your podcast platform and give it a great rating. I would greatly appreciate that, because what it does, it puts it up higher in the overall search criteria, and it allows others just like you to find this podcast. With that, have a great week, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.